It's one for, like, you know, a Saturday night before you go out. That was what I wanted to make, was a record that you'd put on, you know, before you go out and you've got your mates round and get them revved up, really, something that makes you feel, you know, even if there's, like, angry lyrics or whatever, you know, which whatever you're talking about, it just makes you feel, like, good, you know what I mean? And a record for live, to play live, you know, because they transcend so well to, you know, even though we're just doing it for the first time and that, but they're fantastic to play, you know, it's just fun, really, you know.
You say it's like a Saturday night album, like a Saturday night, Sunday morning kind of vibe. Is that you sticking to your roots with the title as well as Don't Forget Who You Are?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's something I've always wanted to make. And the title is a little reminder. You know, I want to be in this for the long run, do you know what I mean? And I think it's important never to forget your soul and stuff. And
I've read online that you said you wanted, like, sticking to roots, keeping it upbeat, and it's not so metaphorically this time. So are you getting some strong messages out on this record then?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's a very, I guess all the lyrics are sort of, like I said before, if you're talking about falling in love or falling out of love or you're angry or you're happy, you know, it's all pretty honest, you know what I mean? And
so would you say you've gone through them processes from the first record, Colour of the Trap, to now?
Yeah, defo, mate, you know what I mean? 100%, yeah.
We're not going to go too much into that then, are we?
You know what I mean? No, I think, you know, that's what I mean. I wanted to, when you experience all them things for the first time, do you know what I mean? It's like, I just wanted to write about it, really. And I guess, you know, whatever you were going through, however you feel, you would have written about it. But I'm just, it feels nice to sort of, to do that, really, you know, in such a, I don't know, like a real way or emotional way, whatever you want to call it, you know.
Did you always want to be a frontman then? Because obviously you're just the guitarist in there, right?
Yeah, I did. But I didn't have the confidence, really. You know what I mean? I always wanted to, but I couldn't sing. And then even, you know, when I was in Little Fat, I was happy being a guitarist, though. You know what I mean? And then after doing that for a bit, I thought, I want to sing and that. And because I remember I used to do, like, backing vocals in Little Flames, but I'd, like, bottle it. It looked good, but, you know, nothing was coming out sometimes. I'd, like, get nervous or something on, you know, at a gig or whatever. You know, I just sort of forced myself to sing, really.
So how did you come over that fear then? Did you, I don't know, some people...
Just sitting in my mum's in my bedroom and just, I used to have a little four-track and record it, you know what I mean, and sing when she wasn't in, and then it was awful for ages. And then, when we started The Rascals and that, and I just sort of, it was more shouting, but it was in tune, you know what I mean? So that was how I sort of started, really. I think it's a never-ending goal to write a better tune or to get better, you know what I mean? I don't think that'll ever leave you, you know.
What's your best tune you think you've wrote up to date?
I think Don't Forget Who You Are.
You're chuffed with that one, aren't you?
I really love that tune so much, you know. I just love the chorus on it. And I'm selling it well, you know, but I really do, you know. There's loads on this record that I love, but I think as an overall tune, like, it's my favourite. Right now, you know what I mean, at the moment it is, yeah.
But next year it'll be something else when you've wrote something else, won't it?
Who knows, you know what I mean, yeah. Well, there's a cracking one called Darkness In Our Hearts on the record, which is great live, you know. It's really fun to play that one, so, yeah.
People can look forward to hearing that on the record when it's out then, can't they?
Yes, they can, mate. It's out on the 3rd of June, you know.
See how I did that there? Very funny, that, so what do you reckon you'd be doing now then if you weren't being a musician?
Probably a tennis player or a chef, mate.
Genuine?
Probably, yeah.
You were good at tennis, were you?
Yeah, I used to really love tennis, you know. I still do. I don't really play anymore. I don't play anymore, but I was good, you know. I'm quite into watching MasterChef, you know what I mean? So I'm quite... Maybe, you know, I kind of would buzz off that in a weird way, but, yeah, that'd be it, I think, mate.
You'll have to get yourself on Sunday morning kitchen, won't you?
Sunday brunch.
Yeah, Sunday brunch, yeah.
Yeah.
We love joining that.
Yeah, mate, I'll be on there, I reckon, yeah.
So what advice would you give to any bands who are just starting off, you know what I mean? They just, they've been in your shoes before and they're thinking, oh, I'm getting fed up, I'm banging my head against the wall here and playing in front of two people.
It's really hard, because I've been there in everything I've done, really, you know what I mean? Maybe the puppets is an exception, but... In all the bands, and even, you know, since my solo stuff, you know, after the puppets even, I went back to still playing to, you know, little rooms to 50 people.
Manchester Ruby Lounge.
You know what I mean? And stuff like that. And Stoke. And, you know, like on that first run, you know, and built it up again. So it's like, and it probably takes you, so I mean, sometimes you get lucky and you can go, phew. But I think if you work hard in it and you do build it solid, I think like what we have, then it seems more real, you know, and hopefully it gives you longevity, you know, and that's what we want in this game, you know what I mean, is to not make it all in 2 years. We want to be here for, you know, when you are 55 and but just to get bigger and bigger and grow and that's the game, mate, for us, you know.
You're all about playing live and creating
And for anyone else, like young kids and that, it's like, it's just sticking to that and believing and you know, getting out there and doing as many little gigs to two people that you can do, because that's the only way you learn, you know what I mean? And it's amazing how much that does for you, playing those gigs, you know what I mean? Even though it can be a bore and you think, what's the point? But it really does define you know what I mean? And you learn a lot from doing that. Because then when you get something or you do a bigger gig or whatever, and there's half of the people there, half a room full, it feels, you know, even it feels great, you know what I mean? I mean, I feel like that now, even though we're playing like little venues on this tour, we've kept it small for this one. But, you know, when in my head, I feel like I'm going out to bloody Wembley, you know, when I walk out in there, you know what I mean?
Do you think gigging is the most important thing, or do you think the internet's a big thing now, or what? Because I know you're all about playing live and putting out brilliant records, but the internet's playing a massive thing now, isn't it?
It is, I guess, and I guess, you know, I mean, I didn't really do that, so I wouldn't know, but I guess for young people, it is, but I still feel like getting out there, though. Maybe it is old school, but I think for people to see it, and you know what I mean, I think that is important for, like, even like to doing those little gigs and that. I think it's better for you, like, writing, and it's better for, because you're experiencing things, you know what I mean, and you're living it, you know what I mean, and I think that's the important thing, rather than keep checking comments, which is the world that we're in, and you know, it's great in a way of the way you can get tunes out there that are just demos or whatever, and you know what I mean, you can spread the word like that, and it does happen quick. But I think as an artist or as a lad or a girl, in wanting to get better and, you know, and do the thing, I think I do think it's important just to get out there, you know what I mean, and to just live it and go and play in your local bars and, you know, whatever, and someone sees you know, you can get a break that way, and they'd be like, wow, I've seen this girl and this band or this lad, and they're really cool, you know what I mean?